The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Understood. If I seem edgy,
this is my Valentine's Day song.
That I never mean to take it out on you.
You're grumpy, you're grouchy. Not that I'm implying that anyone in the studio is like that.
Because
I love you. I sat in the car, and my car visits where Mikey and Olivia reside. And we sat, and I put this on the radio. And my son, Michael, told you the other day, enamored with the animals, man. I tell you, they were
terrific.
Great. They
What's
were just great. Just a great blues group from the 60s. Eric Burdon and the Animals. We got to go see him. See, I'll go see Eric Burdon with you next time. Because he comes around, he plays New York
last
here and there, right?
Last time I told you about Eric Burdon playing.
Yeah.
You had something going on.
Well, I'm
you
always working.
Playing somewhere,
I'm always working.
Whatever.
I'm working, working, and working, working. Yeah. Big shout out to the Stress Factory last night. Vinny Bram, my buddy. John Bramnick, my buddy. Mike Marino, a bad boy of comedy. And Vinny stepped on stage and did some time. And we had a ball. Thank you for being there in New Brunswick. It's you know what? It's one of the Stress Factory is one of the top comedy clubs in the country, and it's right there in New Brunswick. And so on the way over, I told you this earlier. I stopped by, and we got a lot to get into today. But I have to tell you, I stopped at that place Pasta Volo with my buddy Sal Davino. And now he's like the guy investor in the two gals from Asbury Park started this. They have it in Asbury Park. Frank, you're going to love this.
It looks like a great
You're going to love this. And Al, you will love this. I'm sorry, are you tweeting? Am I in the middle of you tweeting? Are you okay? Tweeting back.
I'm listening to you.
You're at the keyboard. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
I understand that. You're not interrupting
me. Incohesively tweeting. Is that okay?
I can do two things at once.
Really?
Yeah.
The pasta. You order the pasta on a screen. What kind of pasta it is.
Right. You didn't even know what kind of pasta it was.
I had the Gavone pasta. What was it
the
called?
The Gavone pasta.
Campanelli.
No, what was it? Campanelli I had. Right.
It's been at least 12 minutes since Al tweeted it. In fairness. Come on.
You're watching it, right? Cohesiveness. So, again,
he doesn't follow me, so I don't care. I'll tweet what I want.
There's beer tweets on there.
That's right.
Tweets about the broomstick challenge.
That's right. The broomstick challenge is fake, by the way. All these idiots with pictures of broomsticks.
Stay with us 4 hours a day.
Four hours a day.
And then maybe 10 o'clock, 30 seconds.
This the guy whose attention span is about as good as a gnat's, and you're telling me about me paying attention to the show.
But I'm not tweeting about everything else.
Because your pad crashed. That's why. Your Apple iPad or whatever it is.
No. It's not. I'm not. I'm staying cohesive within the show. That's all we ask is 4 hours. Frankie Fibros, you got more going on than anybody.
I don't think it's unreasonable. I don't think it's an unreasonable request.
I'm just saying. To have a cohesive like that.
Whatever.
Whatever. The tweet. I can't stand it. So listen, do you send, I have to ask you seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
If you have a female friend and Valentine's Day.
I have plenty
Day,
of female up, friends.
Do you send them flowers for Valentine's
no,
Day?
I don't send anybody.
An acknowledgement?
No, not at all.
A tweet for Happy Valentine's Day?
No.
During the show?
I believe this. I believe
you know what? On Valentine's Day,
yes. On
Valentine's Day, I'll send as many tweets you want to as many females as you want me to do.
On my behalf?
No, during the show.
Hey, Joe really likes during you kind of thing?
No, not from you. From me.
All right. Do you know what? What do you do on Valentine's Day if you have a business associate and she's a female? You just leave it alone because otherwise you're asking for trouble. Good question.
You
got to admit that's a good question.
That's one I think we should open the phones on because I have a feeling people may have strong opinions.
If you have a platonic friend, like let's say when Stacey comes in, now Stacey's a business partner, you know, and she's a great gal. But on Valentine's Day, you send something. I mean, I don't know. I mean, hey, it's tricky, isn't it? Like, I'm not
absolutely.
Sure what
well, so let's see what especially the women in our audience.
Yeah, it's good to discuss this when the guest is coming in 20 minutes and probably listening.
Well,
on
no, this is why it is good, because if a bunch of people call in at 877-970-2999 and then say Joe shouldn't get anything,
yeah,
and she hears them, she won't be disappointed.
He's still going to.
No, I'm serious.
He's still going to get.
I'm serious,
my man.
And I'm hoping they're going to get us. I'm hoping all the women that work in this office that have become dependent upon the chocolates that I get every day.
Yo, that's what you're saying. What you're saying. Wait a minute. Hold on. That's the ulterior motive, because you promised everybody chocolates. So Joe says,
I didn't promise.
No,
I did it
you
one
want
year.
The girls to call listening saying you shouldn't get anything for platonic or
that's
business
right.
friends
because
you're just opening up a can of worms.
That's right.
So this is your excuse to the staff.
No, exactly.
Because
no.
on Joe's show, the listeners said no. No.
Here's a tougher question.
Frank, you're married now.
Yeah, yes.
No longer Valentine's
good.
Chocolates
that's a good one.
On Valentine's.
Now,
but
do I
I'm
memorialize
married.
This and do I send out an email? And say, in
no,
case
you
anyone's
just don't
wondering.
Do it. That's right. it. And if
well,
somebody
I feel
asks
like it's
you,
rude.
You tell them, no. But what do you mean it's rude? The only person I know that wants to go into hock over buying
no,
Valentine's
I don't.
Chocolates.
I don't, but I also don't want anybody upset. The one year that
Who
I didn't
cares?
Do it, people stopped me midday. And
do those people pay
and
your
I
bills?
Said, no. I, you know,
do those people? Yeah,
yeah. You know, but everybody's
no,
nice.
No,
no.
He's,
and I had to run to the drugstore and get candy. Distributed.
Dwayne Reed was real happy
really
when he
that?
Came in. Oh, here
there's
he
always,
comes.
There's always one or two that I forget to get candy for, so I have to buy extra for the inevitable person that I forget. So.
Big, shout out to, you know, we had a Rite Aid in our neighborhood, turned into a Walgreens, whatever it was. I got Walgreens. I actually got stocking stuffers at the drugstore. I saw Valentine things. They're really stepping up their game. I appreciate that very much.
General now, manager there is like, oh, no, Joe's got my number. Oh.
No, I don't have the number. The pharmacist, I have the number. Every drug I drive, I'm crazy.
Well, he didn't help you. He didn't help you when you collapsed at the guy's house, right? I mean, you know, come on.
No, that was my fault. That was my fault. Right. You could never, my doctor said, Joe.
Oh,
you
I have
never,
a bag of pills. Don't let me take all of them right now so I don't forget. A patonk. I mean,
13
come
stitches.
On. 13 stitches later.
I got this. Is, I'm
does,
an
doc, does this scar work well with makeup? Can I, you know, I mean,
it looks like
the only person I know gets his head sliced open. He's worried about the makeup on TV than he is about healing the cut.
Don't self-medicate. I'm telling you that. Right. You can't do it. You think you can. But you know what Jerry said about that. Debbie touched on it, too, is that I run myself right to the limit, so you leave your body vulnerable. So I'm taking all the wrong stuff.
That's true.
For 2 seconds, I go. But by the way, I'm going to call. I'm going to give a shout out to KC Creations, who I think is going to join us as an advertiser. If you need flowers to send out,
oh boy, thank you. I do.
I'm calling Kathy at KC Creations, and I have to. I think I'm going to send. I don't want to mention on the air because I want them to be surprised. But
that's nice.
Mostly my daughters and everything else, because I will be in broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee. On Valentine's Day, I'm going to do the Governor Huckabee show on TBN. We're going to have a ball where we're going to play some music instruments, just have some fun with the governor. And then I'll fly out after my show on Friday morning. Yeah,
I can't
wait
to see that.
You're gone Friday, you said?
Yeah, I'm having a tune-up on my left eye Thursday afternoon.
Yeah,
it takes a day or two.
Yeah.
The type of surgery I'm getting, it takes a day or two
to recover
fully
in Atlantic
get back
City?
To work. No, I will not be. It'll take a month.
If you see him in Atlantic City, I rolled a 4. No, you didn't, sir. It was a 7.
No joke. No,
no, it's a 4.
I once was at a blackjack table with a blind person.
No.
I was. I'm serious.
No.
I'm dead serious.
Hey, Dave is listening, our listener.
No. And so it was very challenging to play blackjack blind.
You would think. Did they have Braille cards?
No. The dealer has to tell him what his cards are, what her cards are.
Interesting. Yeah. And everybody else?
And
you don't want to say anything bad because the guy's like blind.
Exactly.
You don't want
to
right.
say,
oh, my.
Say anything bad.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
You really don't have blackjack.
And the dealer was Asian,
fold.
And she didn't speak English that well.
Oh.
So it was a heavily accented.
Only Frank finds these.
You know, so we can afford.
Hi, anybody have any ailments here? I'm blind.
We
I'm
are
deaf.
Equal opportunity offenders, Asian
right.
people and blind
That's
people
right.
in one sentence.
And
that was good.
Table.
So what happened to the?
I'm sure the end result was I lost money. I don't remember. I don't remember how it worked.
Frank felt bad. He gave his money to the guy.
No.
You won.
I did not.
We're going down June 24th, June 25th. How about this month, February?
Yeah, June would be better. It gives me a chance to rebuild my bank account.
This is the third time that Joe has tried to promo that we're going to be somewhere and has given the wrong month. Last week it was May. A couple days before it was March. So I'd be there in March. Where's everybody? Frank telling Jeff, the former mayor of Atlantic City, you got to be here on New Year's Eve. He shows up on New Year's Eve.
He said that Congressman Van Drew, March 24th, he'll be down there.
Yeah.
You know?
Good.
Hey, the ocean's doing good down there now.
Yeah,
too,
you know what? All the properties are doing very well. And I was just at I was visiting the Showboat the other day, and they're really doing some interesting things at the Showboat.
No gambling at the Showboat.
No gambling, but they're trying to get gambling. So my fear, though, is if they're successful, that could actually cannibalize the existing gambling content. But Atlantic City, you know what? They're doing well overall, but there's still a lot that needs to be done.
I know.
They have this big referendum in March. Yeah. It actually is in March, to reform the whole government and throw out the existing government and replace it with a city manager type system. And we'll see what happens. But I don't know what's going to happen. There's also a very competitive mayor's race going on.
Yeah, all I know is Don Guardian was the best mayor that town has ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he had it down. He brought the town back. And then the political, God forbid, and this happens in Washington. It's power and control. That's all the Democrats wanted, especially in South Jersey.
In Atlantic City, there's also two other issues, which I don't think are as prevalent in Washington. There's overt corruption. You know, if you take the last great mayor before Don Guardian, he was Jim Whalen.
I
remain convinced that he lost his reelection due to corruption. And then Don Guardian with this, you know, these absentee ballot scandal where homeless people were voting, you know, and there's this one group, and I don't want to mention the names, but this is one, these brothers down there, that if you hire them to run your absentee ballot operation, you will win in going away.
What's your name?
I'm not going to mention their name. Because they're pretty powerful, and I don't want them suing me for defamation.
You got the number?
You haven't given enough hints as to who they are.
I'll give you one example. Yeah. The most recent elections in November, the Republican candidates running for state assembly, and I'm sure Leader Bramnick knows this and Robert Roth knows it, they won on Election Day, but once they counted all the absentee ballots from the homeless people, the Democrats all won.
That's crazy.
So that's what happened to Don Guardian, and I think that's what happened to Jim Whalen. Yeah. So now there's this very hotly contested Democratic primary for mayor there, and the current mayor, I'll say this, Marty Small, he's been arrested several times, but never convicted. So he's been put on trial twice, acquitted both times.
But
so
in New Jersey, that's a badge of honor.
Exactly. At least they're stepping up.
He's going to move. This kid's moving to Atlantic City
retire. The other thing
you're going to be one of those high rises.
He couldn't afford to live. You,
no, you're going
to
be lazy.
You're right.
Come on.
I was trying to make the case to my wife because we don't have enough money to buy a house in Staten Island or.
Yeah, I wonder what.
Well, no one does anywhere in New York.
But I was trying to make the case. What if we got a condo in Atlantic City and continued working?
That's great.
And you're going to commute from Atlantic City?
No. I actually made the case for buying two condos. I said,
two?
Yes.
I said, can't afford one.
Yeah, hold on.
We'll rent one out, to a casino worker or somebody, and then we'll keep one as a vacation residence, and that we'll save. Think of all the money we'll save on hotel rooms.
Wait. You laid this out objectively.
Yes.
Didn't go.
Slides, PowerPoint.
But the other problem that Atlantic City has is anytime anybody proposes anything that's positive, people seek to make it a racial issue.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good point.
You try to propose this. Oh, no, this is racist. This is racist. This is racist.
Yeah.
Not everything is racist, you know, but unfortunately, there's a lot of people that gave their power, you know.
And yet the city still suffers. That's the bottom line is no matter what they try to do, the city is still suffering because there is such blight there and they can't figure out what to do to get it to be prosperous without gambling.
It's so true. Hey, let me go to Tony before we break. Tony, thanks for calling. It's a crazy morning. We appreciate you checking in. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, I just want for all the stuff that you do, you know, for the right voice on the radio. I know you're a popular movie star, but I got to tell you.
Well.
I was laughing this weekend because we were watching a movie. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not a famous movie called Blackwater. And it stars Dolph Lundgren and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
that he's wearing your look.
Yeah. Oh.
He looks exactly like you in the movie.
Somebody.
We were laughing the entire time.
Somebody said that, Von Damme. I'm sure he's very happy about that. Yeah. You know,
oh, my God. Tony, it was the funniest thing.
I'll have to look at it. Tony, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your kind words. People, listen, are you kidding me? If I look remotely like Jean-Claude Van Damme, are you kidding? I take that as a complete compliment. But it's funny because I guess back in the day with the mullet, kind of look.
You're both in good shape. I could see the comparison.
That was my fear. Yeah. I told you the Van Damme story. We'll tell you. It reminded me where I went and saw him, and we were in a presser, and all the cameras went off, and he had like a bench behind him. I told you that. And as I walked in, I was considerably taller than him. I told you this before. And as I walked up, I said, Jean-Claude. He goes, hey, Joe, how are you? In one fell karate move, he took his right leg. He stepped on the cushioned seat behind him, lifted his whole body up with one leg. Boom. He stood up. He was like 5 inches taller than me. And the cameras went, chung. I looked like a little shrimpy knight. It was a genius move. Genius. One of the smoothest moves I've ever seen from Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You're tall, you know, and he's short.
But I'll tell you what, though, that boy, world champion martial artist indeed. Hey, 20 after 9 o'clock. Debbie, how you doing this morning?
Great. You're recovering from the stress factory then last
night?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. You would have loved it. You know, I gave you a big shout out. I said Debbie Duhaime and Michael's beautiful sister on the, and they're great people. Great. There's there's a real excitement. And this was for John Bramnick, Alita Bramnick.
Right.
There was an excitement that I've not seen. And I went to the Morris County GUP, and I'm doing another one somewhere else. And there's there's a buzz in Jersey. Mm-hmm. We're really fed up, you know. We want to take it back, Deb. So it was great to be with those great folks at the Stress Factory with Vinnie Brandt and Mike Marino, the bad boy of comedy.
He's hysterical. Yeah, I love him. He's so funny.
I know. But he's tell you, and like Frankie always says, and I know we got a break, John Bramnick is so funny on stage.
Oh, he's
crushed
great.
It on stage.
Great.
It was great to see. 21 after 9 o'clock with the Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, let's see what's happening here on 9A southbound getting down toward 117 into Briarcliff Manor. It's an accident there. The right lane is blocked. Still a little bit busy on 95, the New England Thruway South exit 16, getting down into New Rochelle with an accident there. Palisades Parkway South exit 10, down through Nanuet, accident on the shoulder. Inbound GWB, that's about 20 to the upper, 10 to the lower. Lincoln 30 in, Holland about 30. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly on 31. 31 northbound getting up toward the area of South Corner Road, up through Lebanon. A car smacked right into a tree. Steer clear of that one. And let's go to 78 East exit 40, an accident getting out toward Watchung. It's still stop and go, Cross Bronx West, Bruckner out through the GWB, and some pockets of volume, Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia. Looks like a disabled vehicle out there, so prepare for some delays. Rain today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You know I love AMAC. I love what they stand for, smaller government. I love the value they pass on to their members. A fantastic endorsed partner of AMAC are my good friends at Pure Talk USA. Just like how AMAC wants to take the pork barrel out of government, Pure Talk wants to trim the fat off your wireless bill. Here's the deal. If you're an AMAC member or a new customer, you're eligible for wireless plans for as little as $10 a month. $10 a month. And if you're an AMAC member, Pure Talk will add 3 years to your AMAC membership for free. Stop overpaying for wireless. Make the switch to Pure Talk USA. Their network covers 99% of Americans. Their customer service is based in the U.S. and they're veteran run. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get talk, text, and data for as little as $10 a month when you dial #250 and say the keyword Mike Gallagher. That's all. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. They make it so easy to switch. #250, promo code Mike Gallagher, Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Ooh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
No, that's great. Thank you. Hey, Joe on the radio, Rick Galvin's going to join us, a New York City firefighter. And yes, we will get into something other than Al's tweets. But I want to tell you about Delarusso Laser Vision. You know, Dr. Joseph Delarusso personally pioneered the LASIK procedure, maintains his status as an expert in the industry. Dr. Joe has lectured on the procedure all over the world year after year. The Delarussos perform more LASIK procedures than any other practice in the country. So if you're thinking about your eyes and you're worried about your eyes, someone, I'm telling you, you have to go to Delarusso and experience the Delarusso standard of excellence. I had a great talk with Joseph Delarusso. He is the man. He is the legend, right, in LASIK surgery. And he walked me through everything. And I had all my eyes examined. Thank God they're okay, you know. I'll need surgery in due time, but not right now. So anything that regular eye exams, cataract screenings, removals, eye experts, they're right there at Delarusso. Everybody. Dr. Jeffrey is there. Dr. Joe's beautiful wife, Stephanie, is there. Dr. Bowser is there. And plus, they have 4 centers, Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Long Island. Trust only the best with your vision, please. Call Delarusso Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Delarusso himself. 855-646-2020. It's 855-646-2020. Or visit, please, delarusso.com.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 4:30 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 926. Great to have you with us this morning on this Tuesday morning. And now we're very proud to have Rick Galvin, New York City firefighter, best known for running in his full firefighter gear to raise money for cancer organizations. He's got an event that he's doing. So out of respect for the FDNY and to Commissioner Nigro and all the valiant heroes of the FDNY, we welcome you, Rick. Thanks for your service, my brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, man, I don't know how you do it. God bless you for doing that, you know. Oh. And before we go into your organization, I think about Stephen Siller, you know, with Siller Foundation, with our love and respect going out to Frank and the family, that Stephen A. Siller to run in his full gear down the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel on 9/11 that day. That's a lot. What is that, 70 pounds of gear, man?
It's about like 50. It comes to like about 50 pounds. I don't even think it's the weight that's the problem. It's the heat that holds in your body.
Yeah, you're right.
That gets
man.
A lot.
Yeah, you're a young guy. Were you around 9/11?
I was not on yet. I didn't get on till about 14 years ago.
Yeah, but every time I go by a firehouse, you know, I saw somebody with an engine house 10, you know, there.
Yep.
But, and I just feel that was what they went through.
Oh yeah, they went. Yeah, I can only imagine what they go through. They went through back then. I wasn't, like I said, not on during that time. So. It's even tough to, you know, being a fireman, it's still tough to put myself in their shoes, what they were going through at that time.
But to run into a burning building, brother, let me tell you something. While we have such respect for the FDNY, and you seem like a regular guy, and we're going to talk about this foundation that you have in memory of your mom. So you got the flames flying out, and the bells are ringing. You're just getting onto the scene. I guess it's just like when I talk to some soldiers who go into the war zone. You just run in, don't even think about it.
Yeah, it's the training, and then you know, they train us very well at the what we call the Rock. That's where we at Randall's Island.
Yeah.
And then it's just adrenaline that will kick into as well, and you just, you know, fall back on all the training. And plus, you do training at the firehouse, and once you get to that as well.
God bless you, and thank you for your service, man. Tell us about what you're doing with this with breast cancer, all that you went through, and tell us about your mom.
Yeah, so when I was 11 years old, I lost my mother to cancer.
Sorry, man.
Thank you. You know, it gets a little sad, so it's, you know, I try to keep it not too dark, but on like the night of her passing, I was supposed to be there by her bedside, so you know, I decided to play video games. You know, back then it was like Nintendo, and it was a decision I regretted, you know, and I always wanted to make it up to her. Just used to do a couple things here and there, and then it just was never enough. And then I started with doing runs, you know, not in the gear yet. Just going to like the Susan G. Komen run, the Ike Revlon run.
Yeah.
And then I started to put everything together where I started putting on the gear to bring more awareness and help raise more money. and then I wanted to do it even more. So that's when I started the foundation.
Yeah, the Carol Galvin Foundation, and this is a New York Fashion Week gala featuring. What do you got? A whole event going on here? Look at this. Tell us about it.
It's going to be packed. It's got a lot of quite a few things planned. We have great designers, showing up. We have Kayshawn, it's Mannequin Mob. He's been featured on VH1's Housewives of Atlanta, I believe. I hope I got that right. We have a new lingerie line that's going to be shown by Sarah Minervini. It's called Sirs. We have luxury purses being shown by Avador Bonini. This is sponsored by Yvonne Camacho.
How'd you figure this all in your foundation doing it?
Yeah, this God is all I've been you, doing man. This for. I think I've been part of the New York Fashion Week about 7 years.
Wow.
Doing the events for about 10.
Yeah, this is great. Tomorrow night, is it?
Yeah, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. At Rumi, RUMI Event Space. That's right near FIT College, so that fits.
Yeah, sure.
The whole
sure,
fashion thing.
Sure.
So yeah, we're gonna be there. We're gonna have some musical performance as well by a choir in Brooklyn.
And the money goes right to the your mom's foundation.
Yeah. So what? Yeah, the money goes instead of like we don't focus on research. What we do is we sponsor certain women per each year, and
oh, I
we
get it. Yeah,
directly
yeah.
donate all the proceeds that are to the women so they can pay their bills or take a vacation, whatever
sure,
they really want
sure.
to do with the money.
It's an epidemic, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it just keeps getting people more and more. So
we were just talking about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at the Trinitas Medical Center, and people are stepping up. Appreciate you stepping up. Where can we find you for the Carol Galvin Foundation? This is New York Fashion Week. This is tomorrow night. Where can we get tickets? Where can we find your support?
Yeah, if you go on to Eventbrite and you search just Carol Galvin Foundation, it'll pop right up there. And we still have some tickets coming. We have it's almost packed. We have at least over 250, 300 people showing up already.
God bless you, man. This is good stuff.
So, yeah,
man. Where
good.
You brought up where? In the island?
Rockland County, New York.
Yeah, there you go, sure.
Yeah, so now I live here in the city, though.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice. Hey, listen, God bless you. You know your mom's watching over you. She's proud, brother.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're doing it good. You're a good son, man. And you're a good guy.
You.
Thanks for your service,
thank
brother.
You. I appreciate it.
Rick Galvin right there. And if you check out Carol Galvin Foundation, you can help out for tomorrow night. Rick, thank you, man. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
all right, brother. Piscopo in the morning. Hey, it's 9:31. 9:31, Big Al standing by. He has the headline news on AM 970 The Answer. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on AM970TheAnswer.com. And you can check it out on Twitter. We appreciate your correspondence always at JRZY Joe Piscopo, at Jersey Joe Piscopo. I love talking with you and love seeing your tweets. Al Gattulo with the headline news on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
46 degrees at 9:32. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. State officials are saying betting on the 2020 Academy Awards moved big bucks around the Garden State. The New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement says more than $380,000 were wagered at authorized casinos and internet gaming sites on all Oscar categories. However, more than $340,000 were also paid out to winners gambling on the awards show. In the end, the state's gaming industry won about 10.5% of the overall wagering. A bill is expected to be introduced to the New York City Council today aimed at preventing hot card deaths similar to one last summer where twin toddlers died in the Bronx. The legislation would require all daycares to make more attempts on calling emergency contacts when children are unexpectedly absent. Current law requires child care providers to reach out to parents or guardians within a half hour of an unexpected absence. This bill takes it further by requiring caretakers to try two new contacts and make at least three attempts. In the Bronx case, a father says he forgot to drop his children off at daycare and left them in a parked car where they died in the heat while he worked. In sports, Islanders looking good after putting the hurt on the first-place Capitals last night, winning 5-3. Isles climbed to 32-16-6. They're only 3 points out of second place. Nets over the Pacers, 106-105. Sports brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go out to the island, see what's happening here. I do see some stop-and-go traffic for you on the Northern State Parkway. Northern State Parkway westbound, that's moving slowly, getting out toward that merge with the LIE. Also getting reports of an accident on the shoulder, Northern State West at IU Willits Road. Traffic is moving slowly. Southern State West at I-111, that accident still being cleared. And prepare for delays. Cross Bronx West, Bruckner, out through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Outbound GWB, upper-level construction. Inbound George is 20, Lincoln 35, Holland eastbound about 25. Stop and go traffic on 46 eastbound getting out through Little Falls with an accident just cleared. And over on 78 east, exit 40, an accident heading right into Watchung, 9A south at 117 into Briarcliff Manor. It's a crash. And the southbound New England Thruway, exit 16 into New Rochelle, an accident still being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, foggy in some areas, high today of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free. Totally safe for your family and pets and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 936 right now, telling you about Balance of Nature. I have in my hand my Balance of Nature. See if you see, George, I held. These are the fruits. I take 3 fruits before and then after the show, and then I take the vegetables later. Because you know what? I'm not going to take enough fruits and vegetables throughout the day. You're not going to either. When I tell you how many you have to eat to put the antioxidants in your body to fight those free radicals, you'll never get there. That's why Dr. Howard came up with the concept of Balance of Nature. It's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics that are just fillers that you end up eliminating. Balance of Nature is in a vegetarian capsule. Look at this. I could take this right now, and I'm going to do this in a second. And I take the Balance of Nature, and what's great about it, it doesn't upset your stomach. You know, you take those vitamins, and you go, oh, I feel so queasy, and it's got that terrible odor to it. Balance of Nature, it's clean. It's 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. You got to try Balance of Nature. I worry about you. You're a part of this family. I worry about, like, I'm like your dad. Take your Balance of Nature. It's so easy because now the Howards are offering you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. How about that? 35% off and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Is this Cassandra here? Do you see, this is nice. Cassandra Kubinski. She got a great voice.
Hush My Heart is the name of the song.
Oh, well. Beautiful voice. Billy Joel's one of Billy Joel's favorite singers. And she'll be at the Bailey on Valentine's Day. This is very nice. See how you mellow me out? Okay. All right, let me tell you about the Bailey. 212-859-2200. 212-859-2200. This is the Valentine's Day you want. But you know why? Because I'm cost effective, frugal. I'm trying to be nice, not to use the word cheap. $49 a person, and you get this prefix menu that Mary, our superstar sales guy, put together. Lobster bisque, Delmonico's ribeye steak. By the way, these are the same folks that own Delmonico's, our favorite restaurant there downtown here in New York. Maine lobster risotto, and of course, a decadent belly dessert. You know, you got white tablecloths. It's going to be so classy, and it's $49 a person. And then Cassandra Kubinski, Billy Joel, one of Billy Joel's favorite singers, is there. So don't miss the five-star quality of the special prefix menu, all for just $49 per person. 212-859-2200. No better place for fabulous cuisine, live music, and romantic ambiance than the Bailey on Valentine's Day.
Jay Sekulow Live airs early today at 5:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Ambiance, love's in the air. Did you, were you buying that out?
Yeah, you I wasn't. That? But
you, will you go with me to the Bailey on Valentine's Day?
No, I will not.
You and me, you and me should go in. Hey, Stacy. Hi, Stacy. Hi, welcome.
Good morning.
So nice to see you. Al and me at the now with listeners of Cassandra Kubinski. Come on. Look at his look. Look at his look. We should look at all these couples in there.
Right.
White tablecloth.
Stop.
Yeah, made in heaven.
Right. Hey, we have that prefix menu.
Why are you eating that steak burnt? Yeah. What's the matter with you? Oh, forget it. We'd fight the whole time.
We'd be fighting. He tweets on the whole show.
Did you see the last tweet I tweeted?
Oh, yeah. Tweet. Great. Meantime, he doesn't realize if he joins and is cohesive, he would have literally 100,000 times, the audience that he could reach. He goes, why don't you follow me? I said, when you follow Jesus, I will follow you.
I was in church yesterday. I didn't go
no,
over to accept
weren't.
The sacrament. Absolutely.
I did not.
I paid my respects. I had to go to a funeral.
All right. So he goes to a gym, and we want to get him down to the retro fitness. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, everything you get for traffic coming in?
Yeah, there was a lot of traffic
it's
coming in.
It's crazy. It's always crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy like that.
Sorry, it's worth it.
Yeah,
I love being here.
So you're telling me we're getting great response from the retro fitness commercials. Thanks for joining us here on the station, because people now are calling down there. I go down there. Who's the Marine guy we have down there? That guy's great.
Randy.
Love you. Jacked up that guy, man. He goes, hi. Stacy tell you about me? I'm the Marine. I said, yeah. I said, wow. I said, man, he was working the front door. God
he
bless
does.
Him.
He does. Yeah, he runs that gym beautifully.
Yeah. I love when you come down, and this is for Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. Forgive me, but I'm biased. But when you go downstairs, you can get that squat rack. And when I see the equipment that the big boys work, and there are a lot of big guys in there. But what I love about it, and that you see throughout Retro Fitnesses around the country, is the baby boomers my age go in there, and the girls are in there, and they're jacked and they're in shape. They're doing the spin classes.
Yeah.
And then what's that other girl that comes in, Stacey? She's so nice. And she does the, is it a yoga class that she does?
Oh, we have yoga. We have kickboxing. We have heavy bag.
Yeah.
We have Les Mills. We have all kinds of classes.
And then the rope thing. You got. See, I'm not into that. I'm not into the rope thing or the tire.
That's kind of tough. Yeah. But we have
Al, you don't do the tire. You do the tire. You do the rope thing and the tire.
I don't do the tire. I look at the tire and I get exhausted.
So what is the tire? The concept of the tire in the gym is, I should know this. And being gym owner, I know what this is. That big tire.
Take one of our classes and you'll figure it out.
But do they? You know what the girls ask me? I don't think I could keep up with them. I really don't think I could.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, and then the spin classes—that's the wild one. Yeah.
Yeah, those are tough. Our spin instructor is pretty, pretty brutal, but they're fun.
And then downstairs they do yoga. Who told me I should be doing yoga? Yoga is what everybody's telling me you should do yoga. Huh?
Oh, Joe Lundberg, I think, said to you yesterday.
Yeah, these guys, a lot of the athletes do yoga.
See, I'm afraid I might get into one of those positions, and then I might not get out of that position. So I'm a little fearful of that.
I called 911 for Al.
Well, first day that I went to my gym, the guy had me, they do an initial training thing or whatever, and the guy had me trying to do burpees. After the first one, I was ready to fall down. My son did 15, it wasn't a problem.
Stacy, we had. You're not fat.
Yes,
you're doing great. You know, we had the head of our company, Ed Atzinger, came over, and he's the head of all sound. Great guy. He is in such shape, and he's in his 70s. And I looked at him, and I went, Ed, I could see he was boom, put himself in shape. And I always try to keep myself in shape. This guy, he was doing pull-ups. He did 35 pull-ups. 35 pull-ups. I don't think I could do half of that.
You're in really good shape.
Yeah, right? I do good, right? Am I doing all right down
there?
Holding up to some of those young guys down there like that. But I like the machines we have down there. Mm-hmm. Can we get the Life Fitness, the new Life Fitness?
Not yet, no.
We're going to get that?
We're going to get them. Don't worry. I promise. promise.
I'm a little bratty, Brad, aren't I? I'm like a gym.
I don't forget. I listen when you speak. I got it. New machines. Downstairs.
The Viva, the guys came in. Stacey McCormick is my partner and co-owner of Retro Fitness in Flemington. She said, and all the big boys said, we need a squat rack. We walked into the gym, man. They had like the rack out. They had to hold down the rack. They put sandbags on the rack because I said, Stacey, I know. I walked in. This young lady orders a squat rack to die for. That was so awesome. So thank you for that. And then I've been a naggy little pain in the neck partner. The New Life Fitness has got a great line that really pumps your chest. So
It's on the to-do list.
But you're not supposed to be doing this stuff with your shoulder.
Yeah, no, but that's a great point. It's rehabilitation for me.
But you got to get the surgery first before you rehabilitate.
Good question. I'm telling you, with this equipment that we have at Retro Fitness, it's non. What was the word I'm using?
Non impact.
Yeah, thank you, Al. You gym
you're really
rat.
Getting
you
into
gym
I'm impressed. No, every week, I'm more and more impressed.
It's got such a smooth line to it. And Stacey, why do I sit on that machine that we have now, which is great? You know, and I don't use the free weights. I go.
I can't get
Is that what I'm not, no, I'm not like that wise
I'm
guy.
I sit here so quietly.
I'm taking notes.
Taking it all in, right?
Stacey, what do you got for us? So you get the $0 enrollment doing?
Yeah, we're pushing our ultimate membership this month, which is, you know, all the bells and whistles with a zero down, no enrollment fee. But what we're really, in our gym this month, we're pushing personal training. You know, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We're pushing our personal training because, you know, when you're with somebody might see you, you know, you got to be in your best shape.
Yeah.
So picking up a personal training session or two might not be a bad idea.
So, but how can you give, are they insulted if you go to somebody and say, here's a personal trainer thing?
Oh, it's a gift. I never thought of it that way. I didn't think of it that way.
You need to get to the gym, honey. There you go.
I don't know. Yeah, well, you know. Maybe if you did it together, it would be
good.
Okay.
Bingo.
You know, doing it together, but you know, personal training, you know, in tandem is always a good idea.
So
yeah.
I know I've done this before. Forgive me. And this, we want you to go to Retro Fitness Flemington. Go to retrofitness.com. All right, and you slash location, you can go to Retro Fitness. So we didn't know, but as a gal, I send you flowers. I believe I sent you flowers. Did I send you flowers on Valentine's Day?
You always
as
send
a
flowers,
business
yeah.
associate.
Yeah.
Do you send a business associate flowers? Is that danger? Are you running into a danger when you do that? Will it be misconstrued? Frank would get candy for all the girls in the office.
Okay.
So now he's married. This is an excuse. Al thinks that he shouldn't do that because he's married now. Plus, he's running out of money, so
that's
can't
true.
Really do
both of those things are true. The last trip to Atlantic City really wiped me out.
But is it okay to send a business associate flowers, or are you asking for trouble?
You're asking for trouble.
All right, there it is right there.
Listen, I would not want my husband sending flowers to any other woman.
Yeah.
Regardless of the situation.
Yeah, you're good.
Thank you.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Wishing them a happy Valentine's Day when you see them is appropriate, and, you know, but...
Thinking of you. Yeah.
Taken out of context, that does not sound good. You know,
there it is, Frankie. You're out. You're off the hook.
Well, so,
you're off the hook, Sally.
I appreciate that. Although, so chocolate is covered in this flower.
Yeah.
I love how he's looking for the technicality.
No, I'm not.
Because you want to record it so that if somebody says to you, how come you didn't get me chocolate, you play it, and there you go. Exactly.
I don't know if buying a personal training session or two is appropriate.
Actually,
that might be a good idea.
But on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, you know.
Is it?
Just buy it at Retro Fitness.
Right, no. I get that, but isn't it almost like, you know, I really think enough about you that you need to get to the gym? I mean... See, if I did that to my wife, my wife works
wellness,
out.
Well, beats the vacuum cleaner I was going to get my wife.
Well, or you could stand the broom up, you know, in the kitchen. No, but I'm just saying, isn't that a little, like, if I did that to my wife, she'd be offended. But she works out now.
You know
so
what's great, though? Stacey, of course, women always know best. Get one for yourself and one for your guy.
Yeah, see,
that's great.
Yeah.
You could buy and the deals are great at Retro. I'm amazed how cost effective we are at Retro. So it's great. It's great. You get one for yourself because you're right. If you give one away, you run into a little bit of a trouble.
You know, or you just book it with a personal trainer that you think she'd want to work out with.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You mean if you want to get out of the marriage?
No.
hand her off to a really good-looking guy who's a trainer. Like Debbie's got a trainer. She's got, like, what's Martuvius? What's this guy's name?
No, Marcisco.
Marcisco, Francisco.
Marcisco.
Oh, Debbie, hi. Say hi to Stacey.
Hi, Stacey.
She got the headphones on. But so what's your trainer's name, Deb?
Marcisco Morrison.
Stacey, is this trouble or what? She's right over there.
No, it's harmless. But, you know, harmless can be fun.
Harmless
can be fun.
Debbie, you got to come down to Retro when you're in here.
Yes,
we'd love to have you there. We'll take pictures and everything.
I'd love to. But you know what? It doesn't hurt to have a trainer that's easy on the eyes, because when you're like, you're sweating and you're killing yourself and you're dying doing these planks and, you know, everything. It's like, well, it doesn't hurt to have somebody, like, you know, when you're
but
done, they smile. You're like, oh, thank you.
The piece, you get one for yourself, you get a membership for yourself, and you get one for your significant other, as it were, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. You don't want to get in trouble. That's true.
Debbie knows. Debbie, you're welcome. Stacey, thanks for coming in. And look, by the way, Retro Fitness, and Debbie, you got to see this. I'm so proud of this gym. You know why? It's meticulous when you walk in.
It
and
is.
I know you stay on that. I appreciate that. It's meticulous. We had Joe Giovanella come in. He Durasand the whole thing. But aside from that, it's all, and we have child care there, too. I love that.
Yeah,
moms come in, the kids, we have someone very, very qualified to sit and watch your child while you work out. Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey.
All part of our ultimate membership that is zero down this month.
Debbie, just saying, awesome. Just saying.
You know, that's so beneficial, the babysitting services for the moms out there. How wonderful is that? Fantastic.
It's a nice little room down there. Thanks, Deb. Stacey, thanks for coming in. And we'll see you down at the gym for sure.
Absolutely.
Retro Fitness, Flemington, New Jersey. Go to retrofitness.com. $0 enrollment right now. Debbie Duhame looking out there. And are you seeing your trainer later today, Deb? Are you going to see him?
No. I usually work out once a week. But
You'll see him on Valentine's Day.
No. I better just quit while I'm ahead. But I will be working out with him this week, yes, because you have to. Consistency is the key to, like, stay in shape.
Oh, yeah, it sure is.
You're a bad joke.
I am, man. I'm sorry.
And by the way, this coworker would love some flowers.
Oh, there you go.
I won't mind
Stacey
at all.
Stacey says it's not appropriate.
No, right.
I don't care what Stacey says about that.
You think you want the flowers.
Love you, Stacey, but flowers are
mark that down,
wonderful.
Please. Flowers to Debbie Duhame. We got it. You got it.
I'm dropping the hints.
Yeah. We love you, Deb's on the roads. Thank you, Stacey McCall. Retro Fitness right there. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Stacey. Let's see what's happening on 78 eastbound. You're moving slowly, getting out toward exit 40 in Watchung. It's an accident there. 22 west and North Broad Street and Hillside. A disabled truck slowing everybody down. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 20 minutes in. Now, if you're going to be heading to the Cross Bronx West, it's still bumper to bumper as you head right out toward the area of the GWB with construction outbound upper. Watch for slowdowns. FDR Drive North in the 70s with a collision there. Queens Midtown Tunnel still 15 to 20 in. Watch for delays on the Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia with an accident. Eastbound BQE getting up toward Broadway, an accident in the right lane. Southern State West at 111, an accident still out there. And the northbound New England Thruway getting up toward the area of Cedar Street, exit 16 to New Rochelle, an accident still taking a lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Stop supporting liberal agendas with the other senior organization. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that we care about, the values that have made America great, faith, family, and freedom. AMAC is fighting for us. They're fighting against reckless government spending and the expanding scope of the federal government. They are pro-small business and for securing our borders. They support our military and respect our veterans, and they stand for our flag. When you join AMAC for just $16 a year, you gain access to a growing list of benefits, including car insurance, roadside assistance, and discounts on hotels and travel, cell phone plans, dental plans, and more. All AMAC members receive the AMAC bi-monthly magazine with articles on issues that matter most to conservative Americans. Join right now at PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163. That's PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163.
Sebastian Gorka here. How many of your investments have doubled over the last 2 years? If you followed the documented recommendation of Midas Gold Group's senior analyst and invested in palladium coins and bars, that's exactly what would have happened. Right now, they have new urgent precious metals buy and sell recommendations available to my listeners today. Call 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the only precious metals dealer I endorse because they offer intelligent analysis on buy and sell recommendations, not sales pitches. If you could use sound, practical precious metals investing advice, call Midas Gold Group and learn how to add the stability of gold, palladium, and other precious metals to your IRA or retirement investments. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000, online at MidasGoldGroup.com, 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Areas of dense fog for a while this morning, along with a bit of rain and drizzle. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a lingering shower. The high today, about 49. Partial clearing tonight, low 35 in Midtown, near 30 in some of the colder suburbs. Tomorrow, some sun followed by increasing clouds, high 44. Rain will arrive before midnight tomorrow night. Can be mixed with snow and sleet for a time, especially north and west of the city. Thursday, rain ending in the morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild in the afternoon with a high of 55, much colder on Friday. AM 970, The Answer.
There's the man, Joe Lumberg, Joe Piscopo, on the radio, 955, 5 before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher, 10:05. Stacey McCormick is here. She is my business partner for Retro Fitness, and we have the best fitness center down there in Flemington, New Jersey. Hey, so Stacey, before we let you go, and thanks for coming in, we appreciate it, but I hold in my hand a copy for Retro Fitness, but I can tell you everything about it. I'm so meticulous in my, you know, where I go, you know, I always appreciate how nice this gym is. So what's the cost for something like this? It's pretty, this $0 enrollment. So per month, what's that come to?
$29.99 a month.
Wow.
So zero down,
wow,
to $29.99 a month. And you get all of the amenities of all of the retros.
Wow. So, and the amenities are, they always say, those group fitness classes you get to. And there's a tanning. We have a tanning bed. Frankie.
We do.
A tanning bed. Would you like to try that, maybe?
I would, actually. As someone with psoriasis, tanning beds apparently are very, very helpful.
Is that right, really?
That's what I've heard.
And then the equipment, the classes that we have.
Yeah, we have unlimited classes. We have tanning. We have childcare. Really, it's just every amenity. And each retro is different. So each retro, you know, brings their own flavor.
Yep.
So to speak. to the retro family. So when you join with an ultimate membership, you have access to all of the retro fitnesses and all of the amenities that each one brings.
Yeah, that's great. Retro fitness. Here's the number for Stacey, 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. You can send flowers if you want. 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Baby. Hey, Joe on the radio. You know what? We've had such fun this morning and got through. I wanted to emphasize on law enforcement, too. I just wanted to, with what's happening with the police, thank you to the NYPD doing such a great job in this big city, man. The safest big city in the United States of America, despite what the politicians are doing. But Frankie Five Boroughs, just to touch on the other news, again, the primaries today. Check out the primaries. Do you really care? Trust me, Bernie's going to win. Buttigieg may be right behind him. Where does Amy Klobuchar end up in all of this? But look for Bernie to take it tonight at the New Hampshire primary. Nobody's going to be President Trump at this point in time. But, you know, for the exercise and, you know, just to go through the political exercise that we enjoy watching, this gamemanship up there in New Hampshire, look for Bernie to win. Roger Stone.
Yeah, prosecutors are recommending that he get 7 to 9 years in prison when he's sentenced next week, or actually on the 20th. And, you know, not surprisingly, Donald Trump has tweeted about this. He said he strikes him as incredibly unfair.
Yeah, well, they said 10 to 20, so maybe they, I mean, the Mueller probe was a bust. It was the biggest political fail in history.
You know, I wrote a letter on Roger's behalf to the judge.
Oh, I meant to do that. Is it too late to do that?
I think if you wanted to get one in today, you could probably get one in
maybe
today.
Maybe you and I should do that before I leave.
Sure. I know what that means.
Translates. You write the letter. I'll sign it.
That's fine.
Thank you.
But, you know, I focused a lot in my letter, a little bit, on the Mueller probe, and Roger's lawyers asked me to take that out because they don't want to inflame the judge. But what I said was, you know, if Roger goes to prison, it's really just providing cover to something that was a total bust, as you say.
Yeah. Collateral damage.
Yeah, I mean, they want a scalp and say, oh, look what we accomplished. At least we got Roger's.
Yeah.
Down.
Thank you, Frankie. And we got a lot to get into. We'll talk about it tomorrow. And then I'll be in Nashville on Friday. And Al, thank you. Stacey, thanks for coming in. Most of all, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Go out and make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
46 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio expected to sign legislation today that would expand health care benefits for families of all New York City employees who die from 9/11 related illnesses. Right now, family members of police officers, firefighters, and a few other employee categories are entitled to those benefits. This bill the mayor will sign includes family members for all city employees who die from 9/11 related illnesses. Medical researchers in Australia say they've made a breakthrough in fighting the coronavirus. They've discovered how to grow live cells from patients rather than try to mimic synthetic cells. This means faster diagnosis, which could slow down the disease that's killed more than 1,000 people in China. In sports, Islanders skate past the Capitals 5-3, Nets over the Pacers 106-105.